Dame Aratate. Hello, and welcome to Celtic Roots Radio, coming to you today from Downpatrick, Northern Ireland. Celtic folk, folk rock, Appalachian, bluegrass, Scottish, Irish, Breton, Cajun. If it's Celtic or roots music you like, you'll find it here on Celtic Roots Radio.
What's the crack? Here we are again on our Celtic Roots radio show.
I'm Raymond McCulloch from Downpatrick, County Down, with some great new Celtic and Roots songs and tunes. Also, we taste the Paddy's Day crack for myself as well.
We started the show off with the song Waxies Dargle, followed by the tune Siege of Ennis from Bill Grogan's Goat in Michigan, USA. And with more great Paddy's Day music coming up. Our show this week is jointly sponsored by two great Irish books from Precious Oil Publications, just a thing for St. Patrick's Day. The Shanachie by Gerry McCulloch is a collection of Irish short stories set in County Donegal, tales of the antics of that lovable rogue, Old Seamus. A Wee Taste of Crack by myself, Raymond McCulloch, is based on the scripts of the first 25 Celtic Roots radio shows. You can buy the paperback edition of either book from Amazon stores worldwide, or download the Kindle edition now for the cost of a cup of coffee, or a pint. More info on these and other Irish books on the website, preciousoil.com. And please check out our Celtic Roots Cafe community, where you'll find information about our artists and bands, music videos, photos, forum posts and a blog. Just click the cafe button on our main website, CelticRootsRadio.com. And if you like the crack on our shows, you can read it again at your leisure on our Celtic Roots Crack blog. Find it on the podcast page at CelticRootsRadio.com. As usual, we've received more great comments on the show. Bamako gave us a 5-star review on iTunes USA. I could listen to this show all day. A nice mix of commentary, great music, and Raymond McCulloch is entertaining and has a beautiful way of talking. Love it. Matt, also known as Aval69, from Georgia, USA, also gave us a 5-star review on iTunes USA, entitled Good to Have Back. Missed this podcast like an old friend. Glad it's back between my ears. One of the few you will find yourself listening to multiple times. Lewis Burkhart from Colorado, USA, emailed us. I love your podcast, most of the music, and all of the local colour commentary. Perhaps my favourite commentaries are your language lessons that highlight how things are said and what things are said, depending on their region. Thank you much. And new rock station Sousa from Centro Universitario Ibero-Americano in Sao Paulo, Brazil, contacted us via our Live 365 station page. Hi, you've played great artists. Could you please play blah blah? Thanks a lot from Brazil. Well, we can only play royalty-free music on this podcast, but we can play anything on the Live 365 station. So we'll see what we can do for you guys down in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And again, thank you to Bamako, Matt and Lewis. Glad you're all enjoying it. Just keep right on listening there. And when you've exhausted all our podcast shows, tune into the aforementioned 24/7 station on Live 365 for even more music, crack from myself, and shows from Mark Gunn and others. Find it on our radio page at CelticRootsRadio.com. Keep in touch with us through email, Facebook message, Twitter, or our cafe site. We always appreciate a new review of the show on iTunes. And please, drop us a wee email to let us know in case we miss it. While you're on iTunes, enter Raymond McCulloch into the search box to find all of our other podcasts. We've just been listening to Eamon Costello and Cathal Cloese from Ireland and a tune called How You Done.
I'm going home with my brothers and my sisters on this land or on the folk. I'm going home for as long as I have Celtic blood I'll never be alone. I'm going home. Battle scarred and salty faced, the North Sea wind will find its place in the heart of every child who's ever seen his father charging wild. Oh, I'm going home with my brothers and my sisters on this land or on the pole. As long as I have Celtic blood, I'll never be alone. I'm going home. No man yields to shackles forever, bolted down by Saxon terror. If it means our kinsmen fall, then we'll be back for freedom's call. Oh, I'm going home with my brothers and my sisters on this land or on the foe. I'm going home for as long as I have Celtic blood, I'll never be alone. I'm going home with my brothers and my sisters on this land or on the home. I'm going home for as long as I have Celtic blood I'll never be alone. I'm going home.
That was a band called Druid Roots from Florida, USA, and a song called Going Home. Well, it just so happens that two celebrations are happening back to back this weekend. The Jewish festival of Purim finishes on the 14th of Adar, which is Sunday the 16th. And of course, St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th, but you all knew that last bit, didn't you? Anyway, Chag Purim Sameach to all our Jewish and Israeli listeners. Apparently, there are several day-long parties happening at several pubs across Israel. At Purim, the Jews celebrate the story of Queen Esther, who delivered the whole Jewish race from extinction by the wicked Haman. She fasted and prayed, then went into the Persian king, her husband, without being summoned, which could have resulted in her own death. Thankfully, the king looked kindly on her and heard her request on behalf of her people. In the end, it was the wicked Haman who was executed, along with his whole family. To celebrate the deliverance from death of Purim, the Jews give each other presents of food and drink, recite the complete story of Esther from the Bible, donate to charity, eat a lot of food, dress up in fancy dress and masks, drink a lot of alcohol, and celebrate on the streets with dancing and so forth. So there's not a whole lot of difference between Purim and St. Paddy's Day, is there? This is a band called Papilio from Nova Scotia, Canada, and a tune called Correlations. Rachel Taylor Beals from Wales, UK, and a great song, Here We Go Now. Now you may not be aware of this, but the Israelis are mad keen on Irish music, and there are Irish pubs all over Israel. I can't claim to have visited every one of them, even with my 5 trips to Israel so far, but I did get to an Irish festival in Tel Aviv in 2006, which led to me meeting a Jewish brother and sister, originally from here in Ireland. Well, he was carrying a baron. They told me about the best Irish pub in Tel Aviv, and of course, I decided to investigate. The pub is called Molly Bloom's. She was the wife of Leopold Bloom. He was the hero of James Joyce's book Ulysses, and the pub is at the end of Mandeli Street in Tel Aviv beside the beach. Apparently on St. Patrick's Day, the street is so packed that the police come and close it off to traffic. Anyway, I found it easily enough. I went in to find a packed Irish pub, great food, draft Guinness, and about 20 Irish musicians playing their hearts out. One girl had the most beautiful clear Irish voice, singing an unaccompanied song, but it turned out, to my great surprise, that there wasn't an Irish person among them. They were all native Israelis and brilliant musicians. Needless to say, I've been back there since, both for the music, the Guinness, and for the great food. The seafood pie or the venison sausages, Strange to say, I've not officially performed in any of these pubs, though I have bust in Jerusalem at the end of Shabbat. But maybe one day in the future I'll put that right. St. Patrick's Day is also celebrated all over Moscow and in other strange and far-flung places. So wherever you happen to be, Paddy's La Shona or La Fela Poreg Shona Jitch, have a great St. Patrick's Day. And you're listening to the Low Country Boys from here in Northern Ireland and a tune called Farewell.
For all the passers-by. And here's to the fools with a vigor and a style who can wake the tired soul. And here's to the fools with an arsenal of ways to brighten up the days of everyone they see. And here's to the fools with a simple turn of phrase who can show what fools we mortals be. Many the costume, common the crown, song or scene or story. Many the country, common the ground, of fools in all their glory. Here's to the fools who juggle all the rules, who seem to take you to another time and place. And here's to the fools who entertain the fools who have left another place behind. And here's to the fools who are of better stock than all the useless rock you put their name upon. We are the fool who are as good as gold when we need you to your laughter. Many the costume, common the crown, song or scene or story. Many the country, common the ground, of fools in all their glory. Fools in all.
That was Ross Douglas from Washington State, USA, and Here's to the Fools. And we finished St. Patrick's Day with a song in the Gaelic from Marianne Green, a wee girl from Derry City, hey, here in Northern Ireland. And this is the beautiful Tommy Mohiki. You all take it easy now. Can you hear me? Slán.
Then a gilly, a glee, San cheering a gully of me. Ya naram jee, do vil, do walis, do grui, do hul haram le. Jeffrey made tea. stúrtsíkis í sjálf emrjari sannjanda að sá Nóra hýtt sé fann hrý að skýl sjá ára sík og bregð
Well, that's all we have time for on this show. Remember, you can find out more information about the artists and songs played on the show on our website at CelticRootsRadio.com. And if you're an independent artist and you'd like to hear your music played on this show, again, you'll find details on our website. That's CelticRootsRadio.com. Tune in again next week to Celtic Roots Radio. I'm Raymond McCulloch, coming to you from Ireland. Slán agus banna dia.